From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Calls are escalating for an independent investigation into the apparent ousting of Florida Department of Law Enforcement Chief Gerald Bailey. Governor Rick Scott initially said Bailey resigned, but weeks later, Bailey said he was forced out. That's a problem because the governor doesn't have the power to make a change in FDLE leadership without the approval of the Florida cabinet. The cabinet is made up of the Attorney General, Chief Financial Officer, and Agriculture Commissioner. Tampa Bay Times Tallahassee Bureau Chief Steve Busquet broke the story of Bailey's forced resignation. And Steve, first off, do you think there is anything in these allegations that could lead to the governor being ousted?
No, I don't think so. What's happened, though, is it's pretty clear that this whole situation has created tremendous tension between the governor's office and the three cabinet members, all of whom are Republicans. And it has to be emphasized that the commissioner of FDLE doesn't work just for the governor. He has four bosses. He has three cabinet members who are all his bosses. The reason that the FDLE was set up that way is to prevent the very kind of thing that happened here, where the commissioner claims he's been thrown out of office because of political differences with one politician.
This scandal really started when Gerald Bailey told you he did not resign voluntarily.
Governor Scott's top attorney, Pete Antonacci, goes to FDLE and says to Bailey, according to Bailey's account, retire or resign. Antonacci has not spoken. We only have Bailey's account of that meeting. And Bailey went into great detail about these allegations with me.
And after that, Bailey's comments raised the issue of whether the governor had taken this action without bringing in the members of the cabinet.
Right. The best account of this part of the story is from Adam Putnam, the Ag Commissioner, and Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater, and that is that the cabinet aides for Rick Scott went to the cabinet aides of the cabinet members and said, look, we're looking at making some changes after the first of the year in the new term, and that will include FDLE. That's all they were told. It's a violation of the Sunshine Law for Scott to talk to these people outside a public meeting. And now they realize they didn't understand the gravity of what that cabinet aide was saying. When they saw what happened to Bailey, they were all shocked.
Do you think the cabinet members were misled?
From numerous conversations, at least one cabinet member certainly feels misled. A better way to put it might be they weren't told the full story. The point is, what was the rush? The governor wasn't raising any of these concerns. On the contrary, the governor said Bailey did a great job, and he would have retired probably in the spring anyway.
Another issue that came up during all of this has to do with the governor's office wanting Bailey to falsely say that FDLE was investigating the Orange County Clerk of Courts. Could you talk about that?
Many people would say this is the most serious of Bailey's allegations. Bailey says he was called into the office of Adam Hollingsworth, then Rick Scott's chief of staff, late in 2013. On the day before, FDLE was going to do a press conference on a very alarming case that was resolved quickly. Two inmates at Franklin Correctional Institution in the Panhandle were able to get documents forged in the clerk's office in Orlando, and they escaped, and they were caught in Panama City very quickly and they're back in prison. It's Bailey's account on the record with me that Adam Hollingsworth ordered him to include the name of the Orange County clerk as being a target of the investigation. Bailey's opinion is that was an out-and-out abuse of state power against an innocent citizen. In Bailey's terms, Bailey defied a direct order from the governor's office.
But there should have never been a direct order from the governor's office for FDLE to do anything like that, right?
They are the police who investigate police. FDLE is now investigating serious wrongdoing in the Florida prison system with suspicious deaths of inmates. FDLE investigates elected officials who are accused of criminal wrongdoing. So FDLE must be completely above reproach.
So now there are various calls for an independent investigation, and we have a citizen complaint asking the FBI to investigate. You've been covering politics at the Capitol for a long time, so I'll just ask you, what do you think the fallout will be?
I think someone's going to lose their job over it. For the political world to move on, there's got to be a sacrificial lamb. There's got to be a public showing by the governor that this may have not been handled the best way possible, but I've made the following change so it doesn't happen again. I think there's been a serious erosion of his credibility here, and he has to do something really forceful to restore that.
Thank you. Steve Busquet, Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Tampa Bay Times. From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.